in Psalms chapter 122. This psalm's been a great psalm to me down through my days because of it testifies to some things in my life and my desires as a child of God. Psalm 122, the Psalm 120 through 134 is the Song of Degrees. You'll have them songs that they sang. And, of course, here at Psalm 122, David, it says in 122, a song of degrees, the degrees of David. And then it says in verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Verse 9 says, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Then, if you will, look with me in Psalm 134, if you will. It said, behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. And so the psalmist says, through these psalms here, and there are several psalms that make much magnification of entering the house of God. Psalm 92, he talked about being planted. And Psalm number 84, he talked about dwelling in the house of God. And it's important tonight, thank God, of how a man thinks about the house of God has a lot to do with his spiritual mind. It's more, thank God, tonight to me than what I can tell you that why I really enjoy and thank God for a place to worship. I realize and know tonight that I am a temple of the Holy Ghost, and God lives in me all the time. Amen. Not just when I'm in here, even though to me I'm just talking, it's as good as to be in here in amongst the people of God and find that place to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think about this tonight. This is a house of God. This is a place. I realize that the New Testament body's the temple, amen, of the body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. But we know tonight that this place has been set aside for this purpose, to gather as a people to worship. That's the main thing. If you miss that, you miss the whole thing. It's not for me to come tonight to perform. It's you to come and worship Christ. That's the whole purpose of the house of God to me. Now, there is preaching in that. There is singing in that. There is praying in that. And there is casting your care upon the Lord and the church family, carrying one another's burdens and praying and functioning together as a body of believers. But this is a local body tonight. And God's put His hand on it and blessed it. I've been reading some on Baptist history, and I want to say that there's a lot of things I just read yesterday that I hadn't read before. That the Baptist church, thank God, my friend, goes a long way back and had a great effect in American history. But I say this tonight, the church, thank God, still has God's authority in this world. And we are, thank God, we're citizens of the people of God as far as heaven tonight and earth. Amen. We got two citizenships, if you're saved. We're saints and fellow citizens with them of the household of God. And tonight, I think we've missed it in this day, that we have more tonight than we ever have had in God. Amen. I know it's always been, but the understanding's here tonight that we have this access into this place where God has us in this house of God. That we're all kings and priests unto God. We have the privilege tonight to pray and call on God in the individually, and we don't have to go to some man. Now, I'll be glad to pray for somebody or pray with somebody, but you don't have to come to me. You go to God. There's one mediator between God and me and the man Christ Jesus. I'm appalled at reading church history to see how these different men ruled with an iron fist over the people in them days. Of how the brethren listened. God, it wasn't the will of God to deeds of the Nicolaitans God said He hated, but it looks like tonight that, brother, we get so much off base sometimes, amen, with man, instead of knowing what God said. It's hard for me to fathom in my mind of how much Catholicism had an effect in the church. Thank God, and they're not a church as far as I'm concerned. They're a religion. Thank God that they the government religion. brother, tonight I want to say that they don't have, thank God, the approval of God tonight. And listen, a lot of them people, when them reformers come out of that, amen, they still brought some of that stuff out. Amen, Martin Luther and the whole crowd brought some of that out. Amen, listen, thank God tonight God used men of God, amen, to preach. Even the Puritan people was against some of the Baptist people. Thank God we still believe, standing right here in this pulpit tonight, that the Baptists had a right, friend, on baptism. Baptism is by immersion only, and it's only for them that's been regenerated by the Holy Ghost. You don't get baptized, thank God, unless you've been saved and born again. Thank God. Somebody said, is that a big deal? Pretty big when they drowned their forefathers, and when they burned them at the stake for it. And now we, thank God, the Baptists, amen, are locking arms with a bunch of liberals. Amen. And it's sad, but it's true. And brother, tonight, I'm telling you, they've always been a persecuted people. I know there's 100 kinds of them. But brother, I'm glad I know what kind I am tonight. And I know, thank God, what works. And brother, it was preaching. Thank God, old Schubel Stearns, amen, this man that preached in the South. Thank God, God used him to start a many, thank God, of fires for God. Amen. He started one over here in North Carolina. He got around Sandy Creek, I believe it was. And God used that man, but you don't never hardly hear him, his name mentioned in history. They put him aside. Amen. Thank God, it's more about the prominent. I like what I saw the other day. He said, God's the one that gives men talent to do His will. Men's the one that make men famous. Amen. God never made a man famous. God called a man to do His will, to glorify Him. And tonight, we've so caught up tonight in men. Thank God. But the David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go in the house of God. Can I tell you tonight, brother, this is the house of God. This is a place to worship Him. And tonight, thank God that we praise Him for that. He give us a place. He give us a body. Thank God His body is us. Amen. Without us, He don't have a body. Thank God tonight you're in His body, baptized by the Holy Ghost. If you're saved tonight, you need to recognize that. Thank God you're not just another fixture on a pew. Amen. You're a blood-washed child of God. You've been bought by the purchase price. Thank God was the blood of the Lamb. And buddy, you can't get, thank God, what you can get here in any place. Amen. Thank God for the Word. Amen. The Bible said that the Word of God is a pillar and ground of truth. And tonight, it's all established by Christ, who's the foundation. Thank God, there's no other foundation that the church can be built on. He's the precious stone. Or may I say tonight, He's the rock that's built on. He's the chosen one of God. And through and by Him we stand tonight upon the rock of Christ. Peter was a little stone. He was put in a building. Why did he say, thank God He called us, amen, stones in the building of God? Well, Jesus told him He'd be that. Why is it so good to be in the house of God? I think tonight, praise God, because it is my Father's house. Thank God tonight, friend. He's a blessed Father. Thank God when He sees His brothers or His children and brothers and sisters. Thank God dwell together in unity tonight and worship Him. Thank God like the chords. Thank God that's played on the piano. Thank God in one accord. It's a sweet sound. And I don't know of anything God wants anymore is His people to dwell together in love and unity and have that sweetness in the heart for God and one another. Thank God, friend, it ain't about my opinion. It's not about my preference. It's about Him tonight. One problem the Corinthian church had, they was choosing sides, and friend, they forgot about the glory of God, and what God wanted in the local assembly was us to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Amen. That's right. Thank God. This is the Father's house. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He says, amen, that He lives in us. And brother, He wants to meet with His people. I'm glad tonight He'll meet with His people. And brother, tonight, thank God, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of God. I wasn't sad or wasn't mad, but I was glad. Amen. Thank God tonight, friend, when God saved me, He gave me a desire to want to assemble. I am in the assembly tonight because of salvation that's given to me by the God of heaven. God saved me by the power of God. God gave me a hope in me, thank God, that I never had. He washed my sin away in His precious blood, and through and by Him tonight I have the access to come into the house of God. Amen. There's something about this place. I'll say tonight, friend, this is my place, and this is your place. And I want to tell you right here tonight, looking at you, that I sure do love you. Amen. I mean, you're my brothers and my sisters, and I have a love in my heart for you tonight. Amen. That's why God thank God He mended us together, knitted it together in love. Amen. That's right. Thank God I like to go where love's at. I don't want to go where there's dissension. I don't want to go where there's discord. I don't want to go where there's a bunch of, thank God, backbiting and strife and contention. And don't you let the devil, don't dare you let the devil, thank God, to throw that mess in your heart and my heart that would throw, thank God, a kink in the action of God in a church. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you tonight that God loves His church. He even said the most feeble member is necessary for the body. Amen. We don't thank God put one ahead of another. Everybody is necessary in a local church. And so today, thank God, we rejoice. In fact, that word glad means rejoice. He's saying, I get happy when it's time for us to go to the house of God. For I like the singing, don't you? I mean, there's something about the hymns. Amen. Thank God tonight, my name. Singing that shit song tonight when the roll's called up yonder. I'll be there. I like them songs, don't you? I tell you, it does something to me to see the whole congregation singing them songs. Out there, unison, thank God, singing what they know. Amen. I don't sing what I don't know, I sing what I know. And I know, thank God, that my name is in the book of life. Amen. I know, thank God, that God put His hair. Amen. He purchased me by blood. Amen. Made me a new creature in Christ. Amen. And so I'm glad, thank God, to get in the house of God. I'm glad for the singing. I thank God for good singing. I don't want nothing sung in this church. Thank God that caused somebody to wonder whether it's the gospel singing or spiritual singing. Amen. Then sounding like you had some rock concert or somebody, thank God. Amen. Like Joshua said, there's a noise of war in the camp. Amen. It ought to be something, thank God, that glorifies God. Amen. And it ain't got the same beat that the world has. Amen. Thank God. I'll say this tonight. Them old hymns still bless my soul. Amen. They still real to my heart. And I ain't a-changing. Amen. Thank God. God changed me when I heard them. And He said, praise God. Amen. To my heart, this is what it's about. Amen. It ain't about entertainment at the house of God. I heard an old preacher preaching this week, and he said they tried to entertain to come up there for a program down the house of God to get revived. But I tell you what it's going to take. He said it's going to take a crucifixion. Amen. It's going to take a man dying to himself. Amen. Wanting God more than he does himself. And see the hand of God move. I'll tell you, I need it tonight. You need it tonight. Thank God it's real in me. I like it, thank God. I love it. I want to be here. And I'm telling you tonight, if I can, thank God I'm going to make my way here. Amen. That's right. Thank God for it. Amen. I tell you, there's no place like
the house of God. Now, I say here, he said, I was glad when they said, let us. And so their plurality with that, thank God they sang together. That was something about worship. David loved worshiping God. I don't know if anybody in the Bible loved worshiping God more than David. He loved the worship of God. What's worship, preachers? Adoration for our Lord from your heart. It's bowing down before Him. Most worship in the Old Testament was when they bowed down and fell prostrate on their face and worshiped Him. Even the wise men fell down before Him as a little child. Thank God, and they worshiped Him. And brother and I'm telling you, true worship in a church brings Holy Spirit conviction on sinners that sit in the pew. Thank God, they'll say, this is awful. This is different. Thank God, friend, than going to them other places when they're true worship. In fact, the book of 1 Corinthians 14 said, if it's done decent and in order and done by the Word of God, done by the Holy Ghost, that them lost people even say, of a true God is in these people. They'll see the worship of God. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you what you'll do and what I'll do. We'll worship what is on the throne of our heart. Amen. That's right. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help me to worship you. Help me, God. I ask God that I might worship Him. Amen. That He might give me grace to worship Him. That I might make much of Him. That I might make a lot of Him. Oh, the psalmist said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. He said, thank God, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. I tell you what you need a good overflow in you tonight. Thank God where your cup runs over and gets out. Thank God of the banks. I tell you, brother, tonight, thank God, friend, I'm glad that every once in a while, thank God, the river gets full and the waters flow. They flow out the eyes. Thank God, the voice of triumph in Christ. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, every once in a while, thank God, down the house of God. Thank God, we all just have a fit. Amen. I'm not talking about, thank God, this wildfire. I'm talking about something God put in us. Tonight, thank God, something from another world. That the Holy Ghost, thank God, falls on us. Amen, brother. They thought they were drunk in Acts chapter 2 when they got filled the Holy Ghost. And He said, no, we're not drunk. Thank God, let's fill the Holy Ghost. And He said, be not drunk with wine where it says, but be filled with the Spirit. That's the command of God. That we ought to be filled with God. Filled with God. Filled with God. God ought to be coming out of our mouth. God ought to be coming out of our eyes. God ought to be coming out of our ears. God ought to be coming out of this body that's been bought by blood. Thank God, if somebody might see Christ. Amen. Get beyond the normal. Get beyond the natural. Thank God, get beyond the routine. Get beyond the ritual. Get beyond the tradition. Get beyond the outline. Get beyond, thank God, everything else. And get filled with God Almighty. And let the water, thank God, let the waters flow. Amen. That's right, brother. Let loose. Amen. Would you just let God let go? Amen. Just let God let go. Some of you's got a wall up. Thank God, you wouldn't dare let the Holy Ghost enter some places your life because your pride, because you surely don't want, thank God, to be called crazy. But out there, we're fools for Christ's sake. Thank God, tonight, friend, we're not to fit in with the world. Thank God, we're different from the world. And when they see us, thank God, hallelujah to God, they ought to see some difference in us. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. I mean, my wife, Miss Jennifer, ever teach them little children. And I tell you what I like to pray. I like to pray God get on them so heavy they'd shout in the room. Amen. Amen. That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? Thank God. I tell every Sunday school teacher that teaches these little children here at the house of God, every once in a while I like to see it overflow in them and come out their eyes. Amen. And them young people see God's teachers are worshiping. I tell you, friend, tonight, that's nothing like it. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, friend, ought to be done at the house. Sometime down at the house, you ought to have, thank God, a spiritual time with God. Amen. You get raising your hands and worshiping. thank God. I was glad when they said, let's go in the house of God. I mean, David said, I'll bless thee in the house. He raised his hand in the house of God. He gave a wave offering to God in thanksgiving for what God had done for him. I mean, God's blessed you more than what you could say tonight. I mean, you sat in this pew tonight, like God saved by the grace of God. You got a home in heaven tonight. Thank God, God, my prayer's been good to you. Amen. He's given you health and strength to enter the king, enter the courts of praise. Thank God, you're in the kingdom tonight. Thank God, you sit there tonight. Thank God, beside a brother or sister, a wife or husband, child with you. Thank God, and I, friend. Amen. You got enough to thank God, shout about. Amen. Enter the house of God. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalm 23 said that he wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He had a desire for it, didn't he? He said, I just like going in it. I just like going in it. Thank God, there's somebody down there that loves me. There's somebody down there that prays for me. There's somebody down there, thank God. Hey, oh yeah, we can worship together. There's somebody, thank God, down there that's got a word from the Lord. Hallelujah to God. There's somebody down there got a psalm. A song. Amen. Thank God. There's a word of encouragement down there. Don't you dare gripe, complain, or criticize. Thank God, say something that'll help somebody. It's all about edification of the body. Amen. Thank God, the Holy Ghost. He knows what to do to help you. Thank God, I said, when they said, let's go down to the house of God. There's a place down there God will meet with us. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. I like it tonight. Amen to God. Hallelujah. It's real in my soul. Amen. So let us go to the house of God. Amen. It's a place, thank God, these youngins here preaching. Amen. Any of you boys ever go to a liberal church? If you marry a girl and she tells you where to go, it's a liberal church, I hope you get sick the first time. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. They wouldn't preach. They wouldn't tell you what sin is. They wouldn't tell you what salvation is. Amen. They just going through the motions. Oh, taking your money. Amen. Thank God. Friend, I'm telling you, I've seen a bunch of them do it. Come through the house of God and get out and go to somewhere else. Thank God, and not stay where the Word is. I'm telling you, thank God tonight. Stay where it's at. Amen. Right. Thank God for it. Amen, buddy. I'm glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. Amen. This ain't politics. We ain't in a political arena. I ain't trying to pass my agenda. I'm preaching what he says. Yes, amen. That's right. Praise God. We all one in Christ. We all one in the body. Let us. He says, I'm glad. Amen. There's the thing that makes you glad. John 20:20 says they was glad when they saw the Lord. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. That's right. That's, I'm glad. Thank God. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that I've seen him one day. Amen. It's more than those a mental concept. It's knowing who he is tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. You know who he is tonight? Oh, yeah. You say, well, you believe this verse in the Bible. Brother, listen, he is the verse. Amen. Thank God he's the living word. I'm glad for the written word. We wouldn't know if we didn't have the written word. The written word reveals the living word. He said, I am the word. Thank God the word was with God and the word was God. And thank God the word was made flesh. Hey, the thing about it is about him. Hey, thank God, why don't you kiss him tonight if he comes around? He said, he wants to love you. He wants you to love him. Amen. Do you know this is his only family on earth? His family. That's right. Not just this church, but everybody saved. It's his family on earth. It's his family. Amen. Thank God. Don't never get too old to go up and hug your mama. Don't never get too old for that. That's right. Praise God. Mama's sitting back on the back row. I love her. Amen. Thank you. That's right. Praise God. Don't never get too old for that.
That's right. Don't never get to the place in your Christian life that you don't tell Jesus you love Him. Buddy, I tell you once in a while we ought to sing Jesus loves me this or no, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. Let the ones to Him belong. I'm weak, He's strong. I like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Praise God, brother. That's right. I'm telling you, there's a place in the house of God. I won't say there's a place of rest at the house of God. Amen. There's a place to pray at the house of God. Amen. There's a place to worship at the house of God. That's why He said, I was glad, let's go to the house of God. That's right. Amen. Now, I won't say this. When you're glad to go somewhere you want to go. Amen. That's right. That's to make plans to do it because you're so glad. Oh, you're glad. Amen. That's right. Thank God. People want to go where they know people love them to. Amen. You know, sinners want somebody to shake their hand and say that them people cared for me. Come in old cold churches. Cold, half dead, plucked up by the roots. God help. Got a puppet in the pulpit. Amen. A little teacher having itching ears. Amen. It wouldn't say nothing to offend anybody. Well, I ain't preaching to offend, but I'll tell you, it's going to. Every once in a while, it's going to flick you. It's going to flick you a little bit. That's good for you. Amen. Every once in a while, you need convicted. Amen. As a child of God, you need confronted as a child of God. You go through life sometimes and you want that breeze. Amen. That's the way I was in school, son. I just wanted to pass. That's all that mattered. That's that breeze. And it's easy, you know. Praise God, I sweated her out not many a time like that. That's right. A lot of people's like that. In life, whatever's the easy way. I'm going to tell you what, there ain't no easy way. Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But I'll tell you what, anything you get in this life, it's going to cost you something. Amen. If you're going to get the victory, it's going to cost you in prayer. Amen. If you're going to learn this Bible, it's going to cost you some time to read. Hey, if you're going to love Him, thank God, it's got to take some time with Him. The more you know about something, the more you know about somebody, the more you love them. I love my wife tonight. More than ever have. I know her better. When I got married, you know, that was that honeymoon love. You ought to still have some of that in your marriage. Yes, you should never lost that. Amen. You know everything you got to work on in the house of God. If we just come set like we didn't have no emotions, didn't have no unction, didn't have no desire, didn't have no love for her, after a while, she's going to die. You might as well bury it. Amen. They said the Sardis, they said they have a name that they live, but they dead. There's deadness in the churches today. Deadness. I'm fighting my own flesh to stay alive in them things I need to strengthen. Amen. Buddy, this world will consume you. It will, buddy. Amen. You know what? I catch myself preaching to myself and going home and facing the same thing I preached in my own flesh. Amen. I say this, anything, listen to me now, anything that the world offers or anything the world satisfies with, it always is good to the flesh, but it always hinders the workings of God. It might not be something bad, this might be something simple that you allowed in your life that the Holy Spirit is hindered from working, thank God, because you let that get in the way of Him. That's why you come to the house of God and hear preaching, thank God to straighten you out. Amen. You say, does it straighten you out when He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort, law, long suffering, and doctrine? Amen. I mean, preaching sometimes got to be reproving and rebuking. Amen. But thank God, do it with all long suffering. Amen. It'll help you, thank God, when a man will preach to your heart. It's only preaching that'll do any good anyway. Amen. That's right. I just want to tell you now, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to see y'all. Amen. When I'm not here, I got a lone spot in it. Even though I'm preaching somewhere. This is my place. Not here, this is my place. This is where God put me and this is where I fit with everybody. And I want to say this, it's not me and the church, it's the church. That's right, my family. It's my family, Brother Joe. You my brother.
Yes, sir.
You my brother. You my sister. You my brother. That's right. Amen. Treat the elder women as mothers. And the elders as fathers. Amen. Respect them like that, really, is what I'm saying. That's right. We respect one another. Now, I'm not on titles. I'm not high on titles. But I do like to hear brother. Amen. Amen. Preach your pastor. But brother's the best, I think. Amen. That's where you in that family.
Yes.
Brother. Amen. That's right. That's where I had that brother. That's right, brother. That's where that sister. Amen. Hey, sister. Amen. That's right, ain't it? Huh? Hey, brother. Hey, sister. Amen. I got a lot of brothers and sisters. Amen. That's right. Come from the same mother, the Word of God. That's right. And that's be. I'm glad to be in the house of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you. I'm going to thank the God of heaven for this church. It's God's church. I'm going to thank Him for it. I'm glad you, God, put you here through His perfect will. And you can rest in that tonight. You're sitting right in the perfect will of God. In His body, local body, functioning with others to fulfill the will of God and glorify our Father which is in heaven. I was glad they said, let's go to the house of God. Brother Shank, pray for us tonight.